Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, huh?
Ride wave, all that.
Yo, what's popping? You said we good? Yo, what's popping? You know what time it is? Your boy, Mr. J Hill. J Hill Podcast. We are in the building. Hopefully you heard some of my guy's story, man. We got legendary. Are you calling yourself producer? Like, what are we calling it? What's the name to it? I don't ever want to put a name on it.
Just Will of Fool.
Will of Fool is here. He don't want to put a name to it. I'm going to say legendary
Platinum
producer.
Platinum
producers in the building. Like, I mean, this guy got hits. I mean, hits on hits on hits.
Yes, I do.
Right? We talking about Future. We talking about Rod Wave. I mean, it's YFN Lucci. Like, it's
you do your research. All right. Okay. Okay.
Well, everybody always.
Okay, man.
Bro, what up, dog? Like,
I'm good, dog.
You good, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's
I'm
good, smooth. Man. That's good. Yo, like, I was asking, like, I don't ever want to put a label on you, right? I want you to put a label on yourself. And I was talking to somebody. I was in this meeting, and somebody had asked me to introduce myself, and I had a hard time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So from then on, I just want to, like, start by asking you to introduce, just, like, who are you? Who would you say you are if I was to ask you, like, who are you?
Multi-platinum producer, Will of Fool, gold, multi-platinum, super producer, whatever you want to put on it, you know, producer.
That's it.
Yeah.
Why though? Like, do you understand how much you just missed? Like, I feel like, and I'll explain why I say.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes, especially as men,
mm-hmm.
we get lost in the work for our identity.
You right.
Like, we let our work identify us as people, right? So, like, and I do that too. Mm-hmm. And I was curious, like, to see how you introduce yourself. And you're like, man, multi-platinum producer, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, the fool, like, but there's so much more to you than that.
Yeah. Like, if you want to go deeper, yeah, you know. But, I mean, father figure, I mean, mentor.
You should be a chef?
Yeah, what the fuck, bro? Hold on, yeah, I used to be like some, not no real deal one though, you know, but I was working at this hotel in Buckhead, the Embassy Suites Hotel, and some old weak ass shit, man, you know, just to make some money.
Wait, was that
you know, the big, the dudes with the white on, and
there'd be like three or four of them,
I want them, you know what I mean?
Okay, that wasn't Ruth Chris, right, or?
Not Ruth Chris, you know, Ruth Chris right next to it, but you know, the hotel itself has its own complimentary breakfast. You know, you come down and, you know, you get breakfast from what, 4-5 in the morning to about 11, and then it shut down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was you a sous chef or just regular chef?
Just regular. Okay. Like breakfast, just regular breakfast.
You ain't really take it serious?
I mean, I didn't take it serious like that. Like, I liked it. It was fun, but, you know.
Because you did the, I asked that because, like, shout out to my producer, man. Shout out to my guy Joe on the boards right now. Mm-hmm. He helped me with this. You did the chef and what, cooking up with, what was it? Cooking up beats? Like, that wasn't, like, chef inspired?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
I was curious.
I mean, not, somebody came up with that, you know, and it just stuck, you know, with us producers, so, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I ask you, like, who you are, man, and you, like, man, multi-platinum producer, you emphasize that for a reason. Do you think people overlook you, or?
I don't think it's that. I think it's just I haven't really put myself in on the forefront to let people know, like, hey, this is Will here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, like you said, I just got so buried into the work, you know, and I really just deep in love with being in the studio. You know what I'm saying? I never really just stood out, you know, got outside of that and really just marketed myself the way I needed to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because marketing and branding is, like, most important, you know what I mean? Like Coca-Cola, like, it's been around forever, you know what I'm saying? Because the way they market and branded the brand, you know what I mean? So I think that's what I know that's what I need to do for myself, like brand myself more and market myself more and get out here and, you know, do interviews and, you know.
When did we come to this, though? I feel like at a time, producers really ain't care about having that face out there. I feel like we see that a lot now.
But. I don't think it's some. You got some that are introvert. You know, they don't really. I don't consider myself that. You know what I mean? I just love working. You know what I mean?
But I feel like that's how producers was, not to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I feel like at a time, I feel like maybe, and again, I'm not that old, but I feel like we was introduced to like the super producer with his face all in the camera, like P. Diddy. Maybe Manny Fresh.
Yeah, right?
I feel like he's probably one of
Timberland.
The first.
Yeah, you got Timberland.
He was like that. Yeah, he was.
They was like the they was like originators more the of like, originators of being and on a like camera Dr. type. Dre and all of that. Like, okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense. So like you feel like it's necessary to get your face out there.
Yeah, cause it's more opportunities come along with that. Like you got people that wanna like give you endorse you, you know, you get all type of deals and all type of opportunities, you know, when you brand and market yourself the right way. Mm. And you know, I'm attached to a lot of big shit, you know, that I've done, like that's still, you know, moving to this day, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, why not, you know, expand business, you know what I mean?
Yo, how easy was it coming up in Atlanta, man? Cause like being an outsider.
Where you from?
From Baltimore.
So, ooh.
Yeah, from Baltimore.
I got family out there.
So like we always be like, man, we gotta come together like Atlanta. And then I come in Atlanta, like, that wasn't really the case. Like
I got some homies from Baltimore. They come down, they live here. They've been living here for a while.
Who?
Cool niggas.
Rappers or
they rap.
What's their name?
Mo and the Young Hungry Money Monsters. Mo and Fat Rod. He from Baltimore. Yep. Probably don't know him. But it was another guy.
If they from Baltimore, then I love him, man.
I think he got killed, though. Too Raw.
Yeah.
You familiar with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was working with him. John the Baptist.
I heard about him.
Yeah, John the Baptist. Like, it was a whole little crew they had.
Oh,
but
know
they some real, yeah, yeah. Some real. Y'all some real niggas, though. Baltimore, y'all, it's some real niggas in Baltimore.
It's a lot of real niggas in
and
Baltimore.
And you know what? One thing about y'all Baltimore niggas, though, not even just make it, you know what I mean? Like, switching it. But y'all Baltimore niggas, when y'all like something and respect it, y'all gonna give a nigga their proper
love.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't be on that fake, like, industry. That's why I feel like we don't make it in the industry. I feel like it's a sense of, like, being too real.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like where I'm from, like, I always say, like, you'll know if somebody don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Right, but a spot like Atlanta, New York, I don't know, LA, it's like, if I don't fuck with you, I'm gonna be around you enough just to get what I can get from you. And it's not like that in Baltimore. Like,
they ain't fucking with you on all and all. No,
yeah, and you gonna know it. And another thing I love about Baltimore is like, I guess for me, it's like, you can't really cap on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how niggas be like saying they this and that, they that and all this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah. Cause like they gonna tell you, like they gonna everybody gonna be on the internet. They gonna expose you, like this nigga that said he this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I love that part too. But
yeah.
It is what it is. But back to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
You coming up in Atlanta, starting your producing career. Like how easy or challenging? Cause I don't want to just say easy. Cause I assume it would be easy. Cause there's so many superstars out here. How was it for you to like jump off the porch, so to say?
Man, well. It wasn't easy. I ain't gonna say it was easy. It was a lot of ups and downs and, you know, bumps in the road and shit. Like, at the time, it wasn't many of us around. So that was a good thing.
Mm. Many of us around, like what?
Like producers. Like,
okay.
Like, well, not say producers, but a nigga like me, you could come to the house, you could get a beat. Record, you know what I mean, and do all that. Like,
paint the picture for me though, for the people that don't know. When you say many of us, who was your era? Like,
you
producers?
Got like,
huh? Oh shit, man! Thank you, man. Is it gone? Thank you. So paint the picture for me. So when you say it wasn't many like us. Like,
yeah,
who was the
many.
Era of producers that you came up with?
Okay, you had DJ Plug. You could go to his spot. You could get a beat, record. It was me. Same thing. Mercy. Pretty much from my side of town.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Those were like the only three. Well, yeah, the only three that you could really go to. You know what I mean? So if one or the other wasn't available, you was coming to, you know what I mean?
What year was this?
It was like, ooh, it was like 2009.
This is like prime Gucci era.
Man, it's like, yeah. Right? Jeezy, all that.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. like prime. So I'm assuming like Zaytoven is around.
Zaytoven been around. He been around since what? 2006? Like, oh,
yeah. Okay. So when you say many of us wasn't around, you saying like all the producers that was around at that time was like superstars, I'm assuming.
They was already up. They was already gone. Zaytoven, all them. Like, to like from my perspective, they was already up through there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it wasn't many, like they were out of reach. Like you couldn't, like if you didn't have the bread, like you didn't have the money, you weren't getting no beat or no type of like what's up from them. You know what I mean? They was already gone. You know what I mean? Lex Luger.
Yeah, Lex, I remember Lex Luger.
Southside.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably
Lex Luger had the game on smash.
Yeah, that was around that time. That was at the time.
Cause he used to do the mixtapes and everything, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that was a time. Yeah, that was a time.
All that.
Okay, so when you said you came around, because Future was around then too.
He was, but he was like, see, I was still in high school. So Future was in a group called The Connect, if I'm not mistaken. He was in a group. I don't know if anybody know that, but he was he was in a group called The Connect. And he had some hood songs going around. You know, the skating ring. Shit was all on the radio, but I didn't know him at the time. I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
So about 2009, a year or two after school, I started really getting into it seriously. You know what I mean? So I just got to thinking like one day, like, shit, man, it ain't too many motherfuckers out here doing in my side, like in my area, I mean, you know, the West Side, like it wasn't too many niggas like you could go to and record. Like you had Bad at the barbershop, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't too many out there besides him.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, I said, well, I'm gonna try to monopolize this shit. I'm going to try to do more than just record you. I'm going to make a beat, mix it, all this type of shit. You know what I mean? And get more people to come to my spot and the word of mouth spread.
So, was Future the first person you, like, you got your big
break? Nah, it was a lot of local niggas in the hood and shit.
Who was, like, your first big break?
My first big break? Future was.
So how did you manage to like go from not doing nothing? Cause what's out 2010 Future? What's out?
Dirty Sprite.
Dirty Sprite.
All the mixtapes that was hitting, he was hitting.
Dirty
was,
Sprite.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, from what I heard, was probably one of the hottest things. Man, that smoking.
Shit. You couldn't go nowhere without hearing that shit.
So how did you new into this? No real experience. No, nobody really know you. How did you end up working with Future, who was like the hottest thing smoking?
Because I had some local hits, you know, that was going crazy in the city.
Like what?
You familiar with Johnny Cinco?
Nah.
Johnny Cinco? You familiar with Johnny Cinco? Yeah. So, we did this song called Ask Your Ho About Me. And the shit went crazy, bro. The shit went crazy. It was all over, like, the South Side, like, Southwest Side. Like, it just started to spread like crazy. And it started leaking over to the East Side. And Johnny Cinco, he sent him the song. He sent Future the song. So Future like, man, I got to get on this shit. I got to get on it. This shit hot. I got to get on this shit right now. So, shit, the next day, Future pull up to the spot. He pulled up to my spot. And he knocked the verse out like 2 minutes. Mm. Knocked the verse out. Boom. So he like, man, you know, I need them beats, bro. Like, I need to fuck with you. I'm like, shit, cool. We exchange numbers and shit like that. And
what was the first one that went crazy? Was it My Savages or?
Nah, My Savages came way later.
What was the first one?
Tony Montana.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Was he on that by himself? He was on that by himself? That was what?
He was on it by himself and then he put Drake on it.
So that's like, you still own it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
You not rich from that shit?
Yeah, like, he said, yeah, that shit. Hell yeah, like, hell yeah, that shit. Man, that shit fuck my, like,
hell yeah. That was the best ass ever.
Hell yeah.
You felt that, like, he said, nigga, yeah.
Hell yeah, like, man, that shit.
So that shit still bring you money in?
Hell yeah. flip. Hell yeah, that shit do.
Damn.
Hell yeah, like owning your publishing, that shit is important, bro. Like, I don't know why people be just giving that shit away, because, like, man, that shit get added to, like, I think Tony Montana recently, it just got added to a boxing match.
Mm.
So, like, they pay you for that. Like, they pay you cash, like, straight cash.
You never thought about, like leasing it? Because I know a lot of people do the leasing deals. I might have a situation for you, too. I know somebody.
I don't know. I never.
We're talking about the actor. I'm gonna put you on game. Yeah. I'm really gonna put you on game for real. I did that, but that's another conversation.
Yeah.
But okay. So, damn, you do Tony Montana.
Yeah, Tony Montana.
He put Drake on there.
He put Drake on that bitch.
At this moment, like, what are you thinking? Like, when you hit
it,
Drake.
Still ain't hit me though. It ain't hit me. Like,
how not?
I don't know. Nine? Like, it didn't hit me.
What year was it? Like 2012.
2010.
Mm-hmm. When he do Tony Montana, he put Drake on there. 2010 is what? Take Care, right? Because Take Care came out 2009.
I think so.
That's anticipation. Like, that's like Drake peak. We anticipated Drake. He dropped Take Care. Mm-hmm. He's smoking right now. Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me he put Drake on there and it still ain't hit you?
Nah, it didn't, bro. Like, I wasn't even on Drake at the time like that.
Okay.
So I'm on some not knowing like the level of Drake at. You feel me?
Damn,
I'm still a hood nigga. You know what I mean?
This shit just turned up.
I'm on some hood nigga shit, so it's like, okay, it's you know, light skinned nigga on the shit. I don't know.
I don't think you just understood the conversation just unlocked. So we hear this this conversation about how, like, Drake gave niggas Grammys, right? Mm-hmm. And how, like, Drake really put on a lot of niggas, and I'm one of the people that said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But recently I was talking to Wayno and he was explaining how, like, just as much as Drake had an impact on Future career, as he had an impact on 21 Savage career, and so on and so on.
Yeah.
We overlook the impact that Future had on Drake career. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because you said, like, bro, like, you thinking, I don't know who this nigga is. Yeah. Like, some light nigga whole time.
They reached out to him, though. They reached out to Drake. But
whole time, though, is a million people like you that was probably in the hood and didn't know who this light-skinned nigga was.
Mm-mm. I wasn't known to him like that. But then when I started to realize, like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I understand now why the play was made like that. Mm. You know what I mean? Because Drake that nigga right now, bro. Yeah. Like people try to give him, you know, hell, and they try to downplay, like, what he's done for the culture. Like, y'all call it what y'all want. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
You feel me?
So he dropped that. Drake gets on it. You say it ain't even hit you yet.
It didn't even hit me yet. Like,
so now what are you like in this moment, where are you at? Mentally, like,
I didn't, you know, it take a minute for everything to, like, really. I'm still working in the studio. We, like, that shit on the radio, me and Future still in the studio. Like, we still putting shit together.
Mm.
So I'm on the inside making the storm. Like, I ain't on the outside looking at what I did. You feel me? So it's like another day. You know what I mean?
Damn, bro. That's,
but then when I start to see people, the way they was reacting to it, like, I would go out, I would hear this shit in, like, cars every day. Like, I'm out. I'm like, man, this shit's crazy. Like,
in that moment, did you have a tag?
I did. I had a tag at the time. I'm like, damn, I did this shit in like 5 minutes.
So how did, and, like, did you blow up too as the producer, or did,
hell
did you?
Hell yeah. Like, my name, like, it's big in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go to any label, any room, like, people know my name. You know what I mean? It's just more like, I want to make it more of like a public.
Yeah. Like,
you feel me?
Like a Tay Keith.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pharrell.
Forever Roll.
Yeah, like,
Pharrell, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
that's a, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, in the industry, like, my name is.
How do you think that happens, though? Like, how do you think the producers get so popular?
I don't know, man. I think it's, they trading something for it.
Because some of them, like.
Because they ain't nobody about to just make you famous, man, if they can't get nothing out of it.
Right. I think, I don't know. I think it'd be a part of it is like a certain sound. Mm-hmm. Because, like, bro, you just said here, you got shit with Future, shit with Drake, shit with, like, It's
But you got to think, though, it's all type of producers out here that are really good and don't care about that. They just want the money. But fame is different. Fame is money within itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you want that, you know what I mean? That's a whole different monster you got to deal with.
Mm.
And that come with a price to pay, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
But you want it.
I mean, to a certain extent, though. You know what I mean? But I can't help it. If it come, it come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it just be like some wild, crazy-ass fame, I just have to deal with it.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie to you. What Drake say? He said more. They say more money's more problems. Well, fuck it. Bring on the problems.
It damn sure is.
Fuck it. Bring on the problems. Damn, man. Yo, so all right. So after that, what happened next? And how long? Like, what was the next hit that happened? And how long did it take? You did some with Scooter too?
Yeah, all them, like Scooter, Casino. Man, it's the list is so long.
Yo, tell
man.
Me the Scooter era. I'm trying to get gems right here. Like
okay, I don't say be stingy before Tony Montana, right? Future dropped a mixtape called No Mercy. I don't know if anybody know about.
I heard No Mercy. Yeah,
No Mercy. Like him, if wherever Future at, Scooter there. So I'm doing everything for Scooter at the time and Future at the time. They getting all my shit. Like they just basically just took my hard drive. Like they got all my shit. They recording on it, putting everything out. You know what I mean? So Scooter era, he was right there. You feel me? He was right there. So.
All right, wait, before that, but hold on. Because don't be selfish with this, bro. I'm trying to know everything.
What you want
to know? Before Rocco signed Future, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? Because I ain't having no conversation with Future right now. So I'm just curious. Give me the history lesson.
I don't know, like, really detail, like, everything. I just know that he was in the mix of, like, doing something with him because he needed some help.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? He needed some help, and like it just wasn't making sense. Like it wasn't making sense, like promoting everything, and it. He just needed, I guess, another brain to like make it make sense. So he got with Rocco, and then
how was that for Atlanta though? Like, because I'm just curious, because my like Future's probably like, bro, this nigga's like, shit. He did shit. Him and Drake neck and neck. And to be honest, you know what I'm saying?
So.
Me personally?
I don't know, man. I don't know, because why niggas got to go to Drake to get that? Get a feature.
So me personally, I don't think so. But I've been in Atlanta for like 3 years. And
in
some
Atlanta,
things,
you can't, you ain't going to tell nobody. You can't tell nobody that Drake better.
Nobody.
You can't tell nobody here nobody. That Drake better.
And I learned that, and I ain't going down that road again. So I'm just letting you know. Yeah. So like, yeah, them niggas is the
tell
same.
Nobody Drake better.
Them niggas is neck and neck, yes. But I asked that because like I'm just trying to figure out from a producer perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you, like, you are there. Like, you are here. Like, you see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you're working with Future, you like, man, it ain't hit me yet. I'm like,
nah, that shit ain't hit me.
How?
Just, I don't know. Like, it just, I'm on the inside, like, making this shit happen. And
okay, so what's the, after Tony Montana, what's the next thing that happened?
Let me think. he dropped True Story. That's what that was on. Tony Montana was on True Story. Then we dropped, what's that mixed? Streets Calling.
Hmm.
They was supposed to be with DJ Drama, but they leaked it. And they just said, fuck it, put it out. It shut the whole internet down. Like, every time he dropped some shit, it just shut down the internet. With Streets Calling, did that. Then it was what?
Did that was crazy.
Astronaut Status.
Oh, you did all of this?
Like majority of it. Yeah.
Damn.
Like majority of that shit. And then it was what? The album, the Pluto album. And did like 4 or 5 on there.
Yo, why you, I'm trying to figure out, like, this is crazy.
Yeah. This shit is crazy.
Damn. So how long? I asked you, because I'm really like, in my mind, like, I'm like a fan. Like, I like, so, yeah. I asked you, when was the last hit you made, and what was it?
The last hit I made to date?
Yeah.
Shit. What do you think? That charted?
Yeah.
Because all these motherfuckers charted shit. They all hit.
This nigga is, he's like.
They all charted.
Bro, he like me almost. Like, he's like, bro, like, you don't know what's going on right now. Like, nigga.
I think it was Already One with Rod Wave and Dirk, and then Alone by Rod Wave.
So how long from Rod Wave, right? Mm-hmm. From your last hit, was it?
From Tony Montana?
Tony Montana, like Rod Wave and then the last one, whatever it was before that one, yeah.
Damn, what was it?
This nigga. He like, it's so many.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might as well do it, bro. You know you could do a versus.
We can.
You're really that lit.
Man, I know, like, damn, what was it?
Wait,
I have no clue.
What'd you just say?
Hey, Count. Yeah, I did that too. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
You didn't cut that?
Yeah.
Yo. What the fuck?
Hell yeah. Now, when that shit hit, that's when it hit me. I
gotta ask this, bro. And it's no disrespect, bro.
Yeah.
Why don't the world know about you, bro?
Like I said, man, I didn't care about all
but
that.
But the work speak for itself, though.
It do.
I'm just saying, how do I overlook you? I'm just like anybody in general.
They call me the best kept secret.
That's do you like that?
I'm cool with it, but
you know, it can't be like that shit.
Oh, YF and Lucci, we rock. Yeah, yeah.
Going crazy, bro.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, man.
And you like this best kept secret shit? I would hate.
I mean,
it.
I'm cool with it. It ain't something I like, but it's fuck man, all that's cool.
That shit don't got no ring to it, nigga, because ain't none of this shit a secret. Fuck are you talking about? What secret? Nigga, y'all sing this shit every day.
Right, man.
Damn, bro.
And, you know, I just never really put my face out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wish you nothing but the best, nigga. Like, what do you, like, I'm really talking to you now. Fuck the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on now, though? Like where you meant to, I know I asked you, like, how you feeling? What are you mentally though? Like when we doing this press run, like yeah.
Mentally, like I'm in a good space. I'm in a good space.
Why?
I'm ready for this. Like I'm ready to you know start
for what?
To expand business. That's what I'm on. And you know I want everybody to know like who Will is and what Will has done and what Will is gonna continue to do. Mm. You know what I mean?
I feel like I was doing some research for you, and I don't see too much though.
Right, cause I never really cared about that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I had, like, some people come and do, like, breakdowns and shit. Like, when I do them, they do, like, hundreds of thousands of views. You know what I mean? Like, but I never really stay consistent with it. You know what I mean? Like, putting content out. Mm-hmm. Like, we in that era now where you got to do that shit. You know what I mean? To, like, stay in the mix of things.
Yo, how did you learn something with Rod Wave?
He called me. He just called me.
This nigga's crazy.
He just called me. He got my number and he called me.
Yo, so when that happens, like, what's going through your mind?
I'm like, damn, bro, this one of the hardest niggas out right now. Like, and I'm like, people was just saying it, like, bro, like, if you get with Rod, like, y'all gonna do some crazy ass. Y'all gonna make some hits. And he called me.
Hmm. Who would you say was the most interesting? I don't want to say best because we need all the relationships. Mm-hmm. Who was the most interesting person to work with?
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And why?
Everybody got their own weird ass way of working, man. But I see like the way Future work. That shit, he's like he a robot, dog. That's some interesting shit to see, like. Like, I take you one day and you watch that motherfucker work, bro. You're going to be like, this nigga got to be on drugs or something. Like,
you funny
like,
as shit.
For real.
Like, I'll take you one day.
Where yeah, like, bro, like.
I don't think niggas understand. I'm sorry, bro. Niggas not. You know how niggas is like a little subtle flex. Like, I'll take you one day, but my man.
For real, though.
And niggas. Nah, man, but he's so calm with it. It's like, this nigga is like, get this nigga the fuck out. It's like.
Nah, for real though.
This nigga is crazy, bro.
For real, like motherfucker, like a robot, dog. Let me see. Everybody else got it. Just like It depends on how they feeling that day. It don't matter how that nigga feel, man. He gonna go in there and work, bro.
Like, I saw somewhere you said you go in, like, he kind of work like you. Like, you go in and,
like yeah.
And you like, make a beat, like, within, like, it's 5 minutes.
It's like what you call them shits that people work on, a utility, or what do you call that?
Assembly line.
Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, he like that, bro. Like, yeah. It's just, you get him a beat, he ain't gonna stop until all that shit is just done.
So when you make a beat, you quick with your beats, too.
Yeah.
Like, 5 minutes type shit.
Yeah.
How?
I've been doing music, like, as a kid. So, you know what?
But that shit's still a lot of components, though. No?
It is, depending on what you making. But the shit that niggas want nowadays, that shit quick.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I was going to ask you this. How do you feel about sampling?
I don't really like it. But I've done it. You know what I mean? And I got paid off that shit, dog.
Why you don't like it?
Because, like, it's, like, basically putting it together. I don't like actually taking the actual sample. I like to actually play it. You know what I mean? I don't like taking that shit because, like, every time I've done business sampling things, like, they always fuck with me. Like, I hear a lot of motherfuckers go through hell. It probably because the shit whack. Mm-hmm. And then y'all doing it wrong. That's how I look at it. Like, I sampled something from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, bro. And they fucked with me. Like, I had no problems at all. Everything went smooth. Everything was good. Like, I'm good.
I guess I asked the question in the sense of, like, just originality. Like, where do we draw the line from, like, you know, creativity and just stealing
everything? Oh, yeah. Oh, if you stealing, I don't know. Sampling, I think sampling is a way of paying homage. But, like, you got to do it right, though. Don't be doing, you hopping on sample shit and doing some whack-ass shit. Because there's a lot of that shit going around. Like, niggas is on whack-ass samples, sample beats. And that shit is, like, if you, like, I think recently somebody just did something to a great song. And they like, nah, that shit, I don't want it. You know,
because
I can't remember.
Shit.
I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I do feel like it. I do believe that it needs to be more originality. I think a lot of these motherfuckers done got lazy, bro.
No, facts.
They done got lazy. Thinking. Like, they don't even want to take the time to be creative anymore. They just want to do some Lil Wayne shit. Like, Lil Wayne actually at one point in time wrote shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to a point where, like, if you're doing that so much, you're going to morph into some godly-like type of shit. What you doing? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, just like with what you're doing, what I do. Like, I wasn't always making beats as fast, you know, in the beginning. You know what I mean? But you do it long enough and you evolve into some great shit.
What you think about, like, the producer-artist collab nowadays?
Producer-artist collab?
Like, yeah, like a Metro Future. Like,
I like that. Like, it always been that, you know, Tim, Aaliyah. For real.
But no, the actual, like, we know that, right? But, like, projects together. Like, we don't trust you. Like, that's a whole Future and Metro collab. Like, we've been seeing this more often now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you see yourself doing something like that?
Yeah, I done did it. I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now.
With who?
With OMBPs.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's my first one. Like, my first.
Why
one.
Peasy, though?
Why not?
Young nigga, I don't know.
Cause he young?
Nah, I'm just making up shit. You ask me why not? I'm trying to give you some answer. I don't know. I fuck with Peasy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, why not, like, maybe somebody
bigger?
Yeah, not bigger, but, like, older, right? Like, more seasons. Like, somebody, like, you've been working with, like, of course, Lucci Book, but, like, Future got what he got going on. But, like,
gotta ask bro that, man.
But not them per se, like, somebody around that. Like a scooter, maybe, like, I don't know.
I never brought it to his attention. But that's something we could definitely see in the future, though, for sure.
You see yourself doing more of those projects?
Yeah, yeah.
Who just curious, because I don't know. Who does that belong to? Is that 50-50 rights, or is that still majority of the producer? When it comes to the business?
Majority of that is... It's basically the same type of layout, split-wise. It's all about what the other producers, if he decide to collab with any others, it's up to them, like, how they negotiate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as far as what the artist does, what Future does is what he retained, but whatever Metro did.
No, I was asking that because at that point, because I know a lot of times the producer get most of the bag, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know too much about this, but I think the producer get most of the bag, but the artists get their money on the back end because they could do shows and shit. But if you're doing a collab album, then now the power becomes in the producer.
Yeah, producer
because they can
more,
go shows
producer
too.
Producer get more. Oh, well, yeah, in his case, because you never seen a producer do that.
Yeah.
Metro pretty much started that. You know what I mean? So you haven't seen any producer do that. Like, who before Metro has done that? Like Timbaland, they were on the record.
Well, do you call DJ Khaled a producer? Do you call like a DJ Drama? Like, do you call them producers?
Producing isn't always just making the beat though. Producing isn't just making the beat. Making the beat is part of that shit. But nowadays you don't have like that creativeness anymore. Like, everybody just wanna go in the booth, rap, and be over with. Like look at what J. Cole does. Like, I've heard that J. Cole, he has like a group of motherfuckers in his sessions and they pick and pluck from each other.
Kind of like Kanye West.
Right. Like, that's producing to me.
Mm.
That's producing, period. Like, ain't no other way around that shit. Like, you can't just get in front of the mic and then it be, you know, and then you just let it be that. Like, you gotta tweak it here and there.
So you look at it like from a real art form.
Hell yeah.
I feel like hip hop make it hard to be artists in that way because, like, the moment somebody write for you, then they got a ghostwriter. Like, it's too many rules in this shit.
Shit, yeah. Nowadays, because social media just exposes everything. Like, somehow they find out the ghostwriter over here. I mean, that's been going on. Mm. That's been going on. Like, you got writers and all of that. Like, back in the day, like, you had people write stuff. Like, even back way before, like, the Motown days, like, people were writing these songs for the groups and stuff.
Mm.
So, that ain't nothing new.
Okay.
That ain't nothing new.
Damn, bro. I like this, dog. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Let me ask you this then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always say this.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to music,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say producers. I'm going to say all producers. Right. When it comes to producers,
mm-hmm.
who better than Virginia?
I think Dr. Dre got y'all, man. Dr. Dre got y'all, dog. I'm sorry, man.
No, I'm not from Virginia, but... So you said you would go Dr. Dre over Virginia?
Hell yeah. Damn.
That's Missy Elliott.
Fuck
that's
that.
That's Timbaland.
Fuck that.
That's Pharrell.
I'm sorry. No disrespect, but no... Not literally, but... Dr. Dre is the god, dog. And that's my pick.
Dr. Dre over the entire Virginia?
Over the entire Virginia.
Shit. So who are your top five producers?
My top five? Dre.
Number one.
Yeah, he number one. Nobody has ever asked me this.
Nobody ever asked you this?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Dr. Dre. Damn, you said five?
Top five. Or we can make it easy. Give me your Mount Rushmore. That's four.
Okay, Dre.
The kings of this shit. That need a statue on the mountain somewhere.
That's hard. I say Swiss. I get the Swiss. Dr. Dre, Swiss. DJ Toon, the God. Kanye, for sure.
So that's four. That's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's it.
So say it again.
Yeah, that's it. Dr. Dre, Swiss Beats, DJ Toon, Kanye. Can't be mad at that.
You can be.
Okay. Who you? Okay. Who better than them four? Who better than them four? Nobody, dog.
Who is? You said Tunk. Who is that?
DJ Tunk.
Yeah, who's that?
T.I. You don't know me. What you know about that? All that shit. Kanye. What? Kanye. Wait till I get my money right.
Okay. All right.
Come on, Kanye. Kanye know what he doing.
I'm going Kanye West.
Okay.
I'm going Pharrell.
Okay. Yeah.
Pharrell. I'm going. I'll go Dr. Dre.
I know you will. Okay.
And my last one is going to go. It's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. They ain't coming off that. They staying there. What's the fourth one?
Damn, producers. Shit.
It's a lot on too.
I might have to go, what's the light skinned nigga name that played the piano?
John Legend?
Mm-mm. What's his name? Yeah.
Zaytoven?
Nah.
Scott Storch.
Yes. I might gotta go nah, Dr. Dre, Scott Storch, Kanye West, and Pharrell.
Yeah.
Scott Storch is crazy.
Scott Storch still go crazy.
Play if you want.
His son.
Say my top.
His son even doing beats now.
Say my Mount Rushmore not like that. What are we talking about?
It's like that.
Scott Storch, Kanye West, Pharrell.
It didn't even dawn on me to say Scott Storch name.
Yeah, man. Damn.
He the god too.
Okay.
He one of the gods too.
All right, I like that, man. I like that. Yo, how do you like the state of like Atlanta hip hop right now?
I don't like it.
Really?
Why not? I don't like it. It's dry right now. Ain't no real. I don't know. Maybe because I don't know. I don't want to look at it like I'm getting older. Like,
I mean, I know, nigga,
what
you're
real,
old.
I know what real Atlanta shit's supposed to sound like. Like, this shit whack right now. Like, ain't no real. Who out right now in Atlanta? Name somebody right now that's popping. I'm talking about popping, not that local ass shit. Little Instagram, little shit here and there. I'm talking about some real
Lil
shit.
Lil Baby still going crazy.
I don't know, man. Lil Baby, I don't know.
Why y'all being so hard on Lil Baby, man? Y'all know.
Because the last album went, to me, it went in no shit for real.
I mean, I don't know.
You know it.
I mean, I
how you like the last album he did?
I don't think nothing, to be honest with you, to keep it all the way 100 with you, I don't think none of this shit is rememberable. Like, none of this shit is playback worthy.
Right,
bro,
this shit
real. Like,
this shit straight is straight ass. For real.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
That shit ass, dog. You can say it.
This nigga is crazy, bro. Like, he's... Like, this nigga is like... I thought I was bad.
This shit
like,
ass,
I'm trying
bro.
To have fun with
like,
him, but
for
like
real,
that.
Like... Motherfucker gonna be mad, but at the same time, like, bro, you this shit whack, bro. Like, you, like, you
I mean,
you're
right.
You know,
I couldn't
you know
agree
what I
more
think, though.
Though.
You know what I think? It'd be a lot of like yes men around. Like, you do a song, motherfucker, just gonna say it's hard because it's who it is. Like, tell that nigga that shit whack, bro.
So you been in the studio told nigga shit was whack?
Hell yeah.
You ain't never told Future that shit was whack.
It wasn't nothing that wasn't. Now, in the beginning, let me say something. I didn't know what the fuck he was doing in the beginning. But then when he dropped that shit, though, this is why I was, like, stuck in, like, some type of, like, twilight zone with this shit. Because it's, like, people was really reacting to this shit. And if, in, like, next thing you know, he dropped, he tell me to come to the studio and he doing the same damn time. He recording this shit. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, bro, this nigga done what line he hit or something?
You
like,
did that too?
Nah, Sonny did that.
I said you was fucking crazy.
Like, he recording this while I'm walking in the studio. I'm like, God damn, bro, this nigga getting better. You know what I mean? And
my favorite memory of like Future, I'll never forget, bro. I wasn't the biggest Future fan. Dirty Sprite 2 came out, and it didn't even make sense. Like, it didn't make sense how I couldn't fathom that the same person who did Dirty Sprite 1 did Dirty Sprite 2. In my perspective.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wasn't the biggest fan.
Yeah.
But, like, Dirty Sprite 2 was really, it's probably one of the greatest albums ever. Mm-hmm. In my, like, so it was so dope to see somebody that I wasn't a fan of
mm-hmm.
create something that was undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever felt that way about, like, an artist or anything?
Yeah. Him? That's who I started with. You feel me?
That nigga, yeah. Damn, bro. So you got the shit coming out with PZ. What else you got going on, man?
Working with Dirk. We knocked out some shit. Some crazy ass shit.
How you still getting all this work to this
day? They call me, man. Like, the crazy part about it, when I first met Dirk, it was some years ago. DJ Bands reached out to me on Twitter. He's like, Will, man, I need your number. We in Atlanta now. I want you to pull up, bro. I want you to pull up. Because they was, like, in Chicago still when they was talking to me. And I would just send them shit. And what did he drop? He dropped something that was Make It Out. I don't know if you heard of that. Make It Out?
I don't think so.
He did that. And then next thing you know, they moved here. They like, bro, we in the A, bro. Like, pull up on us. And I met him over at Mean Street. And first thing Benz asked me, I'll never forget this. He said, hey, man, you got any beef with niggas out here? I'm like, bro, this Atlanta. Like, ain't nobody beefing out here like that, you know? He's like, man, you know, I'm just need to know, man. Woo-woo. He like, come on to the back. Shit, I go to the back, chop it up with bruh, you know. He let me hear some shit. And we get to working. You know what I mean? And shit, it was just on and popping from then. Like 6-7 years ago.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So is it ever, it's never a drop?
Ain't never a drop.
Like niggas always like you ain't never trying to beat down somebody's phone.
I'm blessed, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It's been nothing but a blessing, like, to even be, like, going this long. Because, like, a lot of niggas don't even be lasting a year, bro. I done did this shit for damn near, like, 10, 12 years. You feel me?
Yeah, no, this shit is...
You feel me? Like, I ain't...
Nah, I've been almost 14 years.
Yeah, 14. Yeah. Yeah, come on, bro. Like, it's straight blessing. Like, for real.
Damn.
A straight blessing.
Do you feel the energy, though? Like, do you feel the respect? Do you feel the...
Hell yeah, like... For them to actually be reaching out like that, like...
But bro, from everybody else, like, from the public sense, like, from the consumer, do you feel it, like...
Like, feel what?
Like, the energy, the respect, do you...
Hell yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie, I be looking at comments on YouTube and shit, motherfuckers be saying, like, oh, yeah, Will Fool. Like, I really get a lot of love, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, I just need to pump myself up. You know what I mean? Because... I need to do that. You know what I mean?
I'm happy I could be a part of this shit. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, hey, this shit is fire. Like, hey, I love just, like, I'm still climbing. I'm still growing myself. So I love, like, finding out new things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And learning new shit and who was behind what and how this orchestrated and shit like that. So, mm-hmm. like, it's super dope that, like, I could talk to you and I could even, like, still learn about, like, history and shit. I'm like, man, that shit fire. Like,
hey, yeah. Like, I know it's probably a lot of shit I'm leaving out, but... It's just so much shit over the years, bro. You know what I mean? I just have to refresh my memory.
Nah, man. Well, I mean, you can come it's back so again, bro. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, yeah, it's so much shit I can tell you, but, you know, it's just so much in my brain, bro.
Nah, you and PZ shit gonna be, that's gonna be a whole nother situation. Like, that's gonna be a whole nother.
Yeah, hell yeah. I fuck with bro. Like, he a real nigga, bro. He a real nigga. Like, I see a lot of myself, like, in him, like what he goes through, like, industry-wise. Like, I see a lot of myself in that shit. It's like, I don't know, like, I think, bro, like, bro don't, I don't know, like, get a fair shake and shit, in my opinion. I believe that's why, I get the same type of, you know what I'm saying, shit, too, like, motherfuckers don't want to give motherfuckers they fair shake because they know nigga great. You know what I mean? So it's like motherfuckers
bro,
try to keep
don't
you.
Try to put yourself in that box, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I ain't about to let you do that to him or what? Yourself.
What you mean?
Bro, you already got your fair shake.
Right, but it's like, how can I explain this shit? Like,
please explain it, because nigga.
Because I don't want to make it come off wrong. Like,
just say it. It's cool. We've been chopping it up. Like, you said Lil Baby Project was trash. Like, so nigga, you can say whatever the fuck else.
It's like, Atlanta is like one of those cliquish, it's a cliquish city, bro. So if you're not fucking with them, it's like, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's like, until you really get to that point where like they at on a fan level. Need you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what's up? You know, that fake shit that we was talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like, me and Peasy like real niggas, bro. And I ain't with that fake kicker shit. Like, fuck you. Like, I ain't with all that. Like, I'm not.
No, I get it. You ain't got
like,
you ain't
the industry, this shit's weird, bro. Like, it's weird. Weird as fuck.
So you still like, you feel like you still get that energy though?
Like, be specific. Like
weird energy. Like,
yeah, it's weird. This shit weird, bro. Like, this shit weird.
But you got some of the biggest niggas beating down your phone. So that's what I'm trying to.
Like, it's gonna always be business. And I'm not saying that, nah, those some real niggas too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the industry shit is what I'm talking about. I don't know if I'm making
I'm trying
it clear.
To follow you. Because, like, for me, industry shit is like, I try
you
to
You just it. Had to be in it to understand what I'm talking about. Like, it's just weird shit, bro. Like, weird shit.
I mean, I get the weird shit. Trust me, I get the weird shit.
Like,
I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, because it's all industry related. Like, podcast and all this shit. Industry, like, it's like you going, trying to go do something with somebody and they just be on weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, who got time for that?
It's just funny hearing that come from somebody that has records with Rod Wave, Lil Durk, Future. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it's gonna get weird with you. Like it's gonna get weird. Like not with them, so to say. Like, cause those guys are some real niggas for sure. Like they gonna pick up the phone, like whatever. They gonna call me, whatever. You know what I mean? Those niggas real, but it's just that other fake kicking shit and. I don't know, man. I can't even describe it because I don't understand it myself. You know what I mean?
Nah, man. This shit is good, bro. Damn, man. This is fire, bro. You really a motherfucking living legend on this motherfucker.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
This shit hard,
People
dog.
Say that shit, but I think I still got a lot more to do, though.
Hmm. What is it that you got to prove and what you got to do?
You know what? I want to really put out an artist, bro. And I want to, because producing has just got so watered down. Like.
Bro, just open it. Yeah, just open it, bro.
Yeah, it got so watered down. Like, everything I feel like got watered down.
Like what?
Like. Motherfuckers would rather, like, take pennies just to be a part of this shit versus, like, maintaining your value. Like, the value, I feel like, of being a producer has dropped because you got these up-and-coming producers, they'll undercut somebody who's going to value their shit, and the label just deal with them because it's cheaper.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So they'll just undercut that motherfucker just to be a part of something. So they be done gave up whatever just to be a part of this album or whatever, or this artist just to be in front of them, just to be a part of some shit. You know what I mean? So, like, even with DJing, like, DJs will make good money in the club, but now you got these other guys that are undercut the DJ less.
Fact. No, that's every industry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it got watered down. Like, now you got loop makers.
Wait, what?
Loop makers.
Like, a loop on a song?
Yeah, like, they make loops and shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't even understand.
I don't either. Bro. And then when it come down, like, man, I get paperwork, right? And it'll show, like certain things. Like, these niggas be taking pennies, bro, just to be a part of some shit. And what, the label gonna be cool with it because they saving money.
Yeah.
But
whole time, you don't even got to do that because, like, the label got the budget.
They gonna pay for what they want. Depending on the artist and the budget, they gonna pay. They gonna pay you. You know what I mean? Labels don't really, when it comes to that type of shit, they don't play with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I was actually sitting in one of the meetings before and just hearing them. They're like, yo, how much is this? Okay, cool. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just be like, cool.
If they want something, they gonna pay it. They gonna drop
the
bag. The
budget.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
Even if man, even if it ain't there, if they think that's what they want, they're going to find a way.
You think that mess you up sometimes, though, because you got the knowledge and it's like, bro, no, I'm not taking anything. You think that like kind of fuck you up?
They don't play with me. They don't play with me.
So you never like ran into a situation where like you just not willing to cut your price and like.
Nah, hell nah. They ain't playing.
See,
they ain't playing with me.
He keep trying to don't compare you. Bro, nobody can relate, bro. Like, you was one of the niggas that niggas is looking up to.
Yeah.
You can't say, you like, yeah, me and PZ, like, I like him, like, he like me. Nigga, no. That nigga probably still struggling, like, with these niggas. Like, you on the top.
Like, no, I'm not saying, like, in a sense like that. But it's, I mean, even at my level, like, it be some weird shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? It be weird shit going. I can't, that's the only way I can describe it, bro. It's just weird ass shit.
Yeah, it be weird shit on every level. No cap, for real.
You know?
Nah, man.
I believe, bro, like, and I told him, like, when he get out of this whole little shit, bro, like, on the other side, when this shit is over, bro, it's just going to be probably one of his biggest hits, bro. I believe that's going to happen for him. And I want it to happen. You know what I mean? And then he go all the people on his dick. Like, y'all wasn't fucking with me before. You feel me? Fuck y'all niggas, man. Like,
fuck out of here.
She don't like drop your, like, let his nuts hang on them folk, bro.
No,
like,
facts.
And do him.
Well, we looking forward to the project, man. I appreciate you for pulling up, man. This is good, bro. You could pull up again, bro. This shit was good,
for
dog.
Sure, for sure.
For the people that don't know, let them know how to follow you and everything.
You can follow me on Instagram at Willafool, WILLAFOOL. Same on Twitter and Facebook.
This shit was good, man. We just gonna keep on getting them hitting gems, man. J Hill Podcast, Will of Fool, is a wrap. We out. That was good, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit was good, dog.
Yeah. Yo, I'm just saying that shit.